Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Alameda County DA's office is under pressure as it missed deadlines to charge about 1,000 misdemeanor cases. For more on this, we're joined live now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. So, Phil, can it get any worse for Pamela Price?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, the idea that upwards of 1,000 cases, misdemeanors, are going to be dismissed or already have been dismissed because you missed a filing deadline. That's what would you call an unforced error, and a rather large one. And it just serves to reinforce the criticisms of progressive district attorney Pamela Price, that's A, that people may not agree with her charging, but two, if she's even competent to do the job. And coming into a recall, this is not good news. Now, I'd like to add that the Chronicle obtained these numbers and the story from assistant district attorneys within her own office, who are not happy with what they're seeing. So that's not good. And the other part of it is, this only applies to part of the county. This is all in the northern areas of Oakland, Emeryville, and Albany, not in the southern court areas where there could be other cases that are waiting to get tossed as well.
So there's dissension in the ranks. Besides folks from the outside trying to get her job, there's folks inside helping out.
Exactly. Or frustrated with what's going on or such like that. I mean, Pamela Price was elected as a progressive, and as part of her platform was to redirect, you know, misdemeanors, whether it be the shoplifting and such, to diversion programs rather than jail time, or trying not to put it on your record. So there was a lot of effort by progressive attorneys to district attorneys to do that. But it's a different one if you're just not filing it. You're not going through the you're not doing the job. So that's the question of competence. And within her office, when she took over, there was a big exodus of people, either ones that she wanted out or people that didn't agree with her and wanted out. And that led to a big sort of void in working the ship. And if you're going to change the direction of a ship, you got to have a crew that's able to do the work. And a lot of times when you bring in former public defenders or people that are not versed in prosecutions. This is kind of the stuff that happens. There's an overwhelm here.
You know, we've touched on this in the past, Phil, but it seems like voters like the idea of a progressive DA before they vote, not so much after. And, for example, Terrence Hallinan, Jason Boudin over here, yep. Pamela Price over there.
Right. And it is a classic because when they vote for the progressive agenda, they say it sounds good. We shouldn't be locking up people for petty offenses. It feels good. And it is. But the problem is executing the alternatives, making sure that somebody, rather than going to jail, actually goes into a treatment program, actually makes restitution, actually stops drinking rather than getting picked up for another drunk driving charge. And that is where it falls short often. And that leads to the frustration is like, hey, you told me this was all going to work out, and it hasn't. And there's a rising crime, and that's not necessarily all of Pamela Price's problem. Other cities are seeing it as well. But it puts you in the crosshairs, and if San Francisco is any example, as you pointed out, with former District Attorney Chester Boudin, who was elected on a progressive platform and found himself washed out when crime went up and frustration about filing deadlines grew as well. So this is an interesting one. It comes right from within her shop. I would say that this is about as close to a vote of no incompetence as you could get from these attorneys. But it's an uphill battle she's facing, and this is not helping her in the final weeks of the campaign. And I suspect that that's the point of it going to the press right now.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.